Your gut feels so fucking good. I've always wanted you to fuck me senseless in the shower. Oh, since the day I moved in here. This is so fucking naughty. You're pounding into me hours before graduation. If you make me get too loud, Sarah's gonna find out. No, please. Please don't slow down. Please. I'm so close. Yes. Oh, I'd do anything to stab you, punishing the shit out of my tight little pussy. Then I can have your cum dripping out of me during commencement. Do you like that idea? Your sticky cum dripping down my thighs underneath my gown. Me getting called a stage. Everyone being none the wiser that I just got cream pied by Sarah's dad this morning. We've got to get out of the shower before Sarah comes looking for us. Can you, hand me my gown? No, not just the gown. I was, thinking of going wearing nothing underneath. What do you think, Daddy? Pussy full of your cum and my little nipples poking through the fabric. Cute combination, no? I know I'm naughty, but that's why you like me so much. I hope I see you today in that navy suit of yours. You know how wet that makes me? So here's where you were hiding. I swear, I was starting to think you went home right after the ceremony. Well, you hardly talked to me or Sarah once we got off stage, so... yeah. Oh, she should be... oh, right over there, talking with her journalism professor. You know, I think she has a bright future. She's already got an internship lined up and everything. Looks like you were a good influence on her after all. What? Don't give me that look. I said you were a good influence. I never said I had to be one. Not that you ever asked me, but I have a solid 3.8 GPA. Yeah, believe it or not, I actually do study when I'm not teasing you. Ah, you sound like such a dad right now. Do you have a plan for after graduation? How are you going to support yourself? Look, I have a few options open right now, and I'm waiting to see which one I'm going to pick, that's all. waiting on what, you ask? I'm waiting to see if this is going to become something or not. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We fuck almost every day in the same house your daughter sleeps. And you still can't open up to me about your emotions. Don't act stupid. It's not a good look for you. It's like you're perfectly fine boning someone half your age as long as I don't ask you any questions. But as soon as I make the mistake of wanting this to be something more, you close up on me like a clam. Do you know how long I've been wanting you to notice me? You keep saying it's not right, but that didn't stop you from fucking me in the garage, in your bed, even under the goddamn kitchen table during breakfast. You know, I could even just lift this. Why are you acting so embarrassed? I literally just flashed you the pussy you ruined this morning. And I thought about it like crazy as I walked up that stage to get my degree, remembering how under this cap and flimsy gown, I was still naked and stuffed. See, there you go again. You say things so easily, like, if we were alone, I'd bend you over right now, but then flinch when I so much as reach out just to hold your hand. I'm not making sense? You're not making sense. Look, at the end of the day, I want you. All of you. I want us to be out in the open in front of everyone. I want Sarah to know. And most of all, I want to know that you want me the same way I do. I'm allowed to touch every part of your body. But the only place that still has red caution tape all around it is your heart. And that's the part I want access to most of all. I'm not being too dramatic. I love you. I meant it then and I mean it now. I know she hurt you, but I'm not her. I would never put you down or belittle you like that. You're older than me, which means you've got wisdom to go along with those gray hairs of yours. If you say something, I'll trust you on it completely. So, please, let me in. Give me a chance to fix what she broke. Wait, please. Please don't go. I feel like every time I pour my heart out to you, you run. Why can't you just believe me? Fine. If you don't want me, then I don't care anymore. What's it look like I'm doing? I'm ordering a ride. My other friend Jessica said she was having a commencement party at her place. I asked Sarah if she wanted to go, but she said no, since she's never been much into parties. But if you really are happy throwing this away, that means you don't care about me. And if you don't care about me, then why should I care what happens tonight? I'm going. No! No, you had your chance to stop me, to literally say any of the things I was waiting to hear, and you did nothing! So I just want to go and wipe my memory of this conversation, and more importantly, of the last several months I spent, nay, wasted, with you. Just drive. I don't feel like talking. Why'd you do that? I said Why'd you have to go and do that? You flat out almost punched that guy in the face for talking to me. He was too talking to me. His hand was on my lower back, not my ass. What? No, I didn't check. I turned off my phone once I got out of the cab. Holy shit. You and Sarah have been calling me all night. Wait, it's her. Hey, girl. I know, I'm sorry. My phone is off. I didn't mean to leave you all alone at the event hall, but like, I was having a bad day and I just wanted to blow off a little steam, that's all. It doesn't matter. Anyway, your dad came to pick me up, so everything's fine. You couldn't have sent someone else? No, I don't have a problem with your dad. I've just got like a pounding headache right now. Can we talk once I get back? Thanks, girl. I know. She's got a good head on her shoulders, worrying for me like that. Jessica was always bad news, so Sarah generally stayed clear of her. I did too. Well, until tonight. Why did I go then? I was mad at you, duh. Well, for starters, I felt like drinking, okay? It's not a crime. And I know Jess had some top shelf liquor at her place. But I don't know. I felt like since you didn't care when I poured my heart out to you earlier, then maybe you would care if something happened to me. Yeah, I know, it's stupid teenage BS, but it worked, didn't it? The minute Sarah called you worried about where I was, you came running. You didn't stop to think about what people would think or consider the opinions of those who hurt you. You just acted. Plus, you scared the shit out of that frat guy. I've never seen you so mad before. No, I wasn't scared. I actually found it kind of hot. Maybe I should piss you off on purpose. I can only imagine how wound up you get if I... Kidding, I'm just kidding. Jeez, take a joke. Hey, this isn't the house. Why'd you bring me to a swanky hotel? Wait, this isn't like one of those true crime things where you murder me in a hotel and come home like nothing happened, right?
Oh. Wait. I thought you were mad at me. Last I checked, mad people don't start making out with you in the middle of parking lots. Are you sure you know what mad means?
What are you doing? Are you... hi. God, your face is really close.
questions. Sure. Yeah, I don't mind answering some questions. No, I wanted to, but I didn't actually drink tonight. God's honest. No, I didn't sleep with anyone either. I mean, it's the truth, so. Oh, consent. Wait, you want my consent? Consent to do what exactly? Manhandle you and make you pay for being such a brat. Fuck. Yes, 1000%. Yes, you have my consent. It won't be too much, I promise. All right, how about a pineapple? Yeah, I'm fine with that safe word. God, we've never needed a safe word before. I don't know, that seems kind of humiliating. Don't hike up my gown, that's... Okay. I'm a naughty brat who needs to be taught a lesson. Yeah, I still have your cum in my pussy. It's all dried up around my inner thighs by now. Yeah? You've been thinking about how I'm naked under here all day, huh? I was hoping you would be. Yeah, just drag down the zipper. Mm-hmm, like that. You've never looked at me like this. It's almost like you're worshiping me with your eyes. Hey, a girl can dream, can't she? Fuck, you know how sensitive my nipples are. You've never been so rough with me. No, don't stop. I like it. The way you pinch and tug on them. Fuck, that could come from just this alone. What do you mean I'm not coming tonight? But I thought, didn't you bring me here for... Is bending me over your knee really necessary? Well, no, I guess punishments aren't meant to be pleasant, but... Fuck. You must really be mad. Oh, keep going. Please, Daddy, I'll be good for you tonight. Trying to get out of my punishment, I swear. Huh? Where's my cap? I think I dropped it back at the party. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll get it later. I know it was expensive. I'm not gonna come. please. I was so close. I was so close. Fuck, Daddy. Elena, how deep I can take my fingers. Please, 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 let me come. Let me come. Let me come. Do anything to get right with you, just please.
Huh? You want me to prove how sorry I am with my mouth? Yes, Daddy. The second time today I'm getting your cock. Oh, it still tastes so good. Were you this hard the entire time you were punishing me? Sarah wouldn't. Okay, I'm sorry. I won't mention your daughter's name right now.
father. I put myself in a dangerous situation, didn't I? And I'm sorry I lost my cap. And most of all, I'm sorry I made you mad. Well, not the last part. You fuck me so much better when you're mad.
I guess I'm not the only one who made a mess on the bed. You can't be serious. No, I mean, yes, I still love you. I never stopped. Do you really mean it? Do you love me too? Oh my God. I can't believe this is real. Yes. Yes, I want this 1,000 times yes.